This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. A lawsuit over access to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered websites at a mid-Missouri public school was heard yesterday in federal court in Jefferson City. As Marshall Griffin reports, the case involves filtering software used by Camdenton R3 School District's library.
The suit was filed by parents, family, and friends of lesbians and gays, or PFLAG, and is backed by the American Civil Liberties Union. The ACLU's Tony Rothert says the Camdenton School's library uses filtering software that blocks any mention of sex, not just pornography.
Students are unable to access any information that's positive about gay, lesbian, or transgendered people. The filter they're using categorizes everything that's negative about gay and lesbian people as religion, and they don't block religion.
An attorney for the Camdenton School District says, though, that students and faculty can request specific websites to be unblocked if they prove not to be pornographic, obscene, or inappropriate. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
An E. coli outbreak has sickened at least 22 people in the St. Louis region since Saturday, with St. Louis County reporting the largest number of cases. As Veronique LaCapa reports from St. Louis, the source of the bacterial contamination is still under investigation.
The director of the St. Louis County Department of Health, Dr. Dolores Gunn, confirms that the toxic strain of E. coli is being spread through contaminated food, but says her department is still investigating its origin.
We interview each and every single person that is confirmed positive to determine what they may have come into contact with, what has been their activities over the last few days, and try to find a common stream between them.
Gunn says people experiencing bloody diarrhea, fever, nausea, vomiting, or abdominal cramps should seek medical attention as soon as possible. E. coli strain 0157 does not respond to antibiotics, so patients are being treated for their symptoms and to prevent dehydration. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Columbia City Council member Jason Thornhill says his first term will also be his last. KBIA's John Rehagen reports.
Columbia's 2nd Ward Representative Jason Thornhill announced Wednesday he will not seek re-election. Thornhill is currently serving his first term as a councilman, which will end in April. Thornhill's a real estate broker, but says his most important job is being a father. Thornhill says one factor in his decision came from a conflict between council work and his son's baseball season.
Off Mondays, scheduled for special meetings for council or work sessions. So I missed 5 out of the 6. Monday night fall games. And that kind of had me reeling a little bit.
Meanwhile, fellow council member Barbara Hoppe has announced she is running for re-election this April. Hoppe is currently on her 2nd term and is the longest serving council member. Candidates are able to start filing for the election this week and can do so anytime before January 10th. John Rehagen, KBI News.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.